Dr. Cook, first of all, pleasure to have a chance to visit. When you came on board, you talked about listening and getting out and getting with the people. This is obviously the last 2 weeks have been a big part of that.
Yeah, that's right. That's what this was all about. You know, my background, I come from the Midwest, from Iowa, from Iowa State, very similar to NDSU, and then spent a ton of time, especially in rural Kansas, working at University of Kansas. So I have some good foundational background, but all of that said, you know, I did not know North Dakota, and I said getting to know North Dakota, all corners of it, were really important. And so the last 2 weeks, we're on day 9 of 10, and really having a very good time. We're having a lot of fun.
So what do you learn in a process like that?
You know, a lot of things. Probably the things that strike me the most that I guess I just didn't know: the diversity of the state, the diversity of the crops, the kind of rich history of these RECs that we have, and the vision that people had a long time ago to create these, I think is pretty phenomenal. On the diversity side, just the geography, it's a beautiful state. You work, you know, we've kind of been on all corners, I mean, but, you know, down in Hettinger and working your way from Butte Country up into up a little further north and northwest and getting to that part of the state, and then kind of everywhere in between, it's really a beautiful state. My only complaint is the sun needs to go down a little earlier at night. My body's struggling with that, but otherwise it's all good.
That'll come this winter, believe me.
I'll stop complaining, right?
So the relationships with people, that's what this is all about. Give me an idea, what kind of feedback, what have you heard from folks if you've been traveling North Dakota?
Yeah, people have been great. You know, the people in North Dakota, I said this during my interview like over and over and over again. You know, one of the biggest reasons why I came here is just how well we were treated, how people had pride in the state, pride in the university. And, you know, the last 2 weeks, that's all just, you know, obviously continued to be very, very true. So people have been, you know, engaged, interested. I get a lot of advice. But they're really glad that NDSU is here long before I got here, but they really appreciate. I'm bringing a number of my other leaders with me out across the state. I think they appreciate that. And they want to see us here, and they want to let us know, you know, what a land grant is all about and what are the good things we do and what are the things we can do better.
So what do you have for goals as you move into this? I know you're early in the role, but what are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you know, a big part of it is exactly what I'm doing. You know, before I jump to think I know what the solutions or ideas are, it's getting out, you know, ear to the ground, doing a lot of listening. And I've been doing that, obviously, across the state. And I've kind of been across North Dakota, not just these 2 weeks. I've been in a lot of different areas and will continue to do that. And I'm doing that on campus, too. And so, you know, a big part of it, I know that's kind of a boring answer probably, but you got to listen, you got to ask, get smart people around you, ask them a lot of questions, and for now that's kind of where I am. I mean, I have some ideas about where we need to go that I'll probably start to really formulate here in the next few months.
When you look at campus, I think agriculture is pretty excited about what's going on with the Peltier complex. Again, you're just coming into this, but where are we at with that, and your thoughts on where that that project's going to be?
Yeah, I think we're just kind of at the point of breaking ground. It's in a beautiful location, a lot of support. It's going to allow us to obviously have a prominent place on campus. It's going to allow us to consolidate a number of the different departments into one common area in facilities that really did need upgrading. And we brought in a couple of other entities there, I think, to really round it out nicely. And so it'll be a nice location there on campus, and it's going to benefit us for our students, for our researchers, and actually really for a lot of industry folks that are going to be coming in as well.
So speaking of students, do you see potential to grow, particularly, and I'm interested in the ag side, when we get into that student base here this fall and beyond?
Yeah, so, I'm interested, of course, in all of them. And enrollment is tough across the nation, and it's especially tough in the Midwest. And so, you know, that will be a priority for me, thinking about, you know, we're a student-centered university. What are we doing to make sure when they get here that they're staying and they're retaining and progressing? And so, you know, across the board, my mind is a little more global on that. It's tough. We've got to be creative. We've got to think a little differently to continue to thrive in that space. So that will be a big priority. And then, of course, crisscrossing the state the last 2 weeks, thinking a lot more about, you know, where do we how do we create opportunities for students in ag? I'm telling you, it makes me want to go back and change majors being here. But do students know what all the opportunities are from the, you know, all the different scientific opportunities, the ag business side? I happen to have more of a background in international, and I'm blown away by the international feel of all the RECs and the extension offices. People from all over the world want to be here and seeing what we're doing. And it just makes me go, man, do these kids, you know, in high school and all the rest know what all the, you know, what you can do in this space. And so that'll be a real priority for me, thinking more deeply about how to do that.
Especially when you think, look, even just Fargo itself, it's really an ag tech kind of center place.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, as an example, we've got a research park out on the kind of northwest side of town, and it's got ag and ag tech, and I think that's going to be the direction where we really double down there. But, yeah, and certainly helping students, if you grew up in Fargo, you may not know as much about agriculture and figuring out how to get that a little more in the curriculum. It's going to be all about, for me, creating more career, more experiential learning opportunities, whether that's ag or whatever, making sure students know what the options are that are out there. And certainly ag will be very high on that list.
Any final thoughts?
No, just, you know, I having a ball. This is really fun. Meeting great people. Very impressed with what we do in ag and across the state, the relationships that we have with industry, how we bring our students out here, how we bring our faculty out here to do work. You know, this is what higher ed should be about. It's the right model. We're doing cutting-edge research that impacts the state, that brings communities together, that's driven by and with industry. I mean, it's the perfect model, and it's exciting to see it firsthand. It makes me proud to be a part of it, and I'll be back. This is going to be an annual thing for sure.